God's word for you is Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 62 is a gem, even among the Psalms. It's a mizmor, Greek psalmos, a song accompanied by a stringed instrument. The word selah occurs twice in this psalm, and although we don't know exactly what the word implies, it literally means to lift up. But that could mean lifting up the volume or the tempo or the key signature or which voice sings which part or something else. It could also indicate a solo line, but most commentators feel that it implies an interlude. Certainly, whether selah means a refrain or a key change or a solo line, it always seems to draw attention to what has just been said in the text. I regret that some translations like the new 2011 NIV have chosen to reduce selah to a footnote. But keeping in mind the two selahs in our psalm, Psalm 62 divides into three equal parts of four verses each. In the theme, my soul finds rest in God alone. In part one, even though I'm cruelly attacked, verses 1 to 4. Now, part two, God alone is my refuge, verses 5 to 8. And part three, all other help is futile. I'm going to read two translations of these two verses. First, the NIV 1984. Followed by my own. For the director of music, for Jeduthun, a psalm of David. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. And my translation isn't really meant for public worship in this case, but it's this. For the director of music, according to the tune or the style of Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Surely in God is my soul quiet. My salvation is from him. Surely he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken very much. Psalm 62 is a psalm of quiet confidence from David. He used a tune or a style from one of his temple musicians, Jeduthun, and David considers the condition of man's soul, which finds peace and quiet only in God. Why is this so? Well, the soul is obviously the spiritual part of a human being, and being spiritual, being a spirit, the soul yearns to be on the side of righteousness and holiness because those spirits that reject holiness and God's gifts will never rest. They will be punished for their unbelief for all eternity. And while the fleshly part of man may forget this or even reject it, the spirit within knows and agonizes and aches to be able to stand before God and be judged upright and holy. This is possible only through faith in Christ. So the soul of man finds quietness and rest only in connection with God's plan to rescue us from our sins in Jesus. Our salvation is from him. David likes to compare God to an unmoving slab of bedrock. He does this in Psalms 18, 19, 28, 31, and others, 144. God, says David, is the stone that is rooted and deep underground, is unaffected by plowing, planting, hoofbeats, earthquakes, hail, or anything else. The world changes, but bedrock seems to go unchanged. Animals can't burrow into it. Wind can't break it. And so it is with God, but even more so. For God does not only seem to go unchanged, but God is truly changeless. God is more reliable than any fortress, because the Lord can never fall under siege, nor will his protection ever run out or run away. In the last line of verse 2, the NIV translation says, I will never be shaken, although the word rabbah means much and not never, unless it's laitotes here, but I will not be shaken or moved very much. Man has been moved a little by the devil. Adam and Eve were shoved from their state of grace into mortality, death, and damnation, but they were brought back by the gospel of God's promise to rescue them through Eve's descendant. You and I are moved pushed around, shoved, and beaten up by the devil's cruel lies and his bullying. But we continue to put our trust in God, and we will not be moved, not very much, and not away from the bedrock of our Savior. As long as we remain in the condition of this lifetime, which weakens us through original sin and makes our knees buckle and our spiritual muscles go limp, we are held up by Christ. In fact, the cross itself becomes a framework like crutches or braces that keep us focused on God for His grace and for every blessing. Those who deny Christ will be moved all the way, shoved by Satan into the second death. But we keep trusting in Jesus our Savior, so that even though we have no power over the day of our death, the grave has no power over us, and Christ will redeem us from it. Truly, it is God who saves. We trust in Him, and we are safe and secure. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's word for you.